And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. and Eric Reiner. Trisha will be here soon, as well as Greg. This is a song from Star Trek, San Francisco Whales. It's a sound of a whale. I know them very well. And on the other hand, it may be a song from the Buddhist monks that does a meditative technique
Namaste.
To reach deeper in the realms of your mind.
Yes, these are the monks of Therig Monastery. This song is called Arriving at the Temple. It was featured in Everest, of course. It's a song that was featured in the monastery.
They have good voices, I might say.
I could put 12 first graders in a room who've never played instruments before and give them all an instrument and come out with the same thing.
But wow. Would you be blessed enough to
at
then
the
take
level.
The go on the mountain? Would you feel safe to go on the mountain then if the children then played that
didn't
song
quite help either, though. But anyway.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. This hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. Definitely check out Alexander, his auto shop. Really good. It's really the trust and the honesty and sophistication he has. 3310 East Thomas Road, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Don't wait till your car breaks down. Get it checked out now. And that's my story.
And you're sticking to it.
Yes.
Well, let's hear my story. Not my story. It's actually because I've never climbed Everest. Thank you. I've never climbed Everest, but
why'd you say thank you? No one knew.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
He just says thank you.
I was like,
yeah, nobody heard that, Joseph.
It was like a random.
Guys.
Well, actually, our meerkat listeners
act of
did hear.
Thank
it.
You.
Our meerkat listeners and viewers
do
hear. They hear our stream, what we hear in our ears.
Oh, so they do.
Yes. Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
Yes, it is.
So
it's like behind the scenes. Yeah, it's behind the scenes.
Yeah, like when you flip me off and stuff, they can see that.
Yes. Watch this.
Oh, number one. Who's number one?
That's a thumbs up. But yeah, go to get Meerkat and follow us on at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can hear all of the behind the scenes stuff that goes in our ears, as well as see what goes on behind the scenes and during the breaks. Everest, it's about this climbing expedition. It's based on this true story from, I think, 1996, right?
I believe it is.
A climbing expedition on Mount Everest is devastated by a severe snowstorm. Stars in this include Jason Clark, Josh Brolin, John Hawks, Robin Wright, Emily Watson, Kieran Knightley, Sam Worthington, Jake Gyllenhaal. The list goes on and on and on.
Very good.
Michael Kelly, Martin Henderson. I mean, an amazing list of stars in Everest.
No question.
It opened Thursday night, on Friday. In IMAX, on IMAX screens only. So that's the only place that you can see Everest right now, aside from actually going to see Everest and summiting, is on IMAX screens. I believe it opens wide next Friday. So if you don't want to see it on IMAX, then you can see it on regular screens next Friday. But I don't think that there's any reason why you should see it on any other screen than IMAX. Everest effectively transports moviegoers to the magnificent mountain for which it's titled. It envelopes viewers in spectacular sights and sounds that will make the experience genuinely nerve-wracking. I was like shattered watching this movie. You climb with the characters, feeling their physical exhaustion before eventually being browbeaten by the severe snowstorm that devastates their expedition. The sounds in this movie, there's one scene when the wind is just blowing and howling in your ears, and then it stops because we're with Keira Knightley's character back in the, you know.
That was a cool scene.
Yeah, because it showed just how much sound was going through your
ears. That was a very cool scene.
You know, I will say my one qualm with the movie is that its characters are not clearly defined on an aesthetic level. I couldn't really tell what they, you know, who was wearing what jacket and stuff like that.
Sometimes difficult.
Because, I mean, you're dealing with people who have, I mean, if you're on Everest and you're in a snowstorm, you just have your goggles on and your jackets and your
hoods
up.
But they did take
everything.
The goggles off quite a bit.
Yeah, they did. But I was a little bit confused at some point. And also on a deeper one, they're not completely clearly defined as well as they could be. It caused a little bit of confusion in some spots, and the takeaway is more about the entertainment value than mountain moving significance. But the entertainment value alone is well worth the price of admission. Seeing this on the biggest screen possible, a.k.a. IMAX, is the next best thing to summiting the mountain yourself. Huge thumbs up for Everest, Dave.
Nicely said. And Am I going to disagree or not?
I completely believe that you. There's no way that you would ever disagree.
All right, here it is. Visually stunning, right?
Yes.
Emotionally impactful.
Yes.
Heart-pounding anticipation.
Yes.
Tragic and heartfelt. I mean, it all packed in at once.
You're checking everything off the list.
Every box. This movie could have been titled The Last Goodbye. I mean, I'm not giving things away, but it really could have. This was a sense of helplessness and a senseless, with some senselessness, too. I mean, and I'll explain that later, what that means without spoiling it. But
yeah, I do want to say, some people do not make it down the mountain. The whole point of the movie, the point of these expeditions is to make you safely, get you safely there and safely back. Some people don't make it back. We will not tell you who.
Yeah.
And I've specifically chosen our sound bites to not reveal that, and also suggested our guests not reveal stuff either.
And it's also a story of self-sacrifice and also selfishness, and I can explain that later too. But it was a gripping story of man versus the power of Mother Nature, no question about that, where the odds are of surpassing one's limits are tested beyond your conscious mind to the furthest depths of your unconscious mind, where your beliefs become either your best friend or worst enemy. And I think you know what I mean by a couple scenes on that.
Yes.
And for those who love competitive sports, this is the ultimate test of not competing with others, but competing with yourself. And that should be the test of everyone anyway in the world. But the limits of your physical being with the unlimited possibilities of your mind, I mean, that was really clear, I thought, in the movie. The camera work was just superb. I mean, it was amazing how they were focusing on the smallness of the climbers crossing over a bridge while reflecting the enormous range of mountains and the tremendous potential to fall to the bottom from the bridge. The climbers look like ants. I mean, that was a nice impact, too, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
I thought it just to show you the enormity of it all. And at times, a camera would show close-up pictures of the climbers reflecting the pain, the courage, and the hopelessness and strength of each climber. And I thought that was interesting how they used the camera work. The message of the movie, was part of the entire movie. I mean, it went on from the start to the finish. Don't take life for granted, I got out of it. Answer the question, why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they adequately answered that question. What are you willing to die for? Mother Nature is a supreme power. Let's put it that way. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. And the mountain has its own weather. Let's just say that.
Exactly, yeah. And acting like we talked about is phenomenal. 3D is the way to go here. I mean, feeling the wind and the snowflakes all around are all, gives you a sense of being right there, although I didn't feel cold, but my heart was pounding, I will say.
I felt a little cold.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
It was that good. But
I felt like I was there.
But here we go. This is what I give it. This is a breakthrough of enormous proportions. I think the top 10 movie of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time. Demonstrating teamwork in the face of impossible odds, self-sacrifice and the ultimate loss, and the power of love, both on Earth and in the hearts and souls of eternity.
So maybe one of the best movies of the year so far then, obviously.
Yeah, that I think I would probably pick this as one of the best. There's another one I can't remember.
I know you liked Southpaw, and which I have not seen yet.
I did like that, and that was Jake, what's his name, too?
Jake Gyllenhaal,
this guy really is a great actor.
Yes.
I mean, he's done some really good work.
Yes, and I think Josh Brolin is one that steals this movie for me.
Oh, he's I've always liked him.
Yeah.
I mean, is he underrated? But I mean, everyone knows him. But this guy's a star, and I don't see him in as many movies as I would like.
No,
this guy should be way bigger.
Yes, he should.
He should be the Donald Trump. Okay. Oh, we could do a quick review
let's
with
hear,
Trisha. Trisha, welcome, Breakthrough Entertainment. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We just gave it. We gave Everest two thumbs up. Trisha,
it's perfect timing on your part.
Well, I was listening on the app, and I just caught a little bit of both of your reviews because it kept cutting out on me. It wasn't the app's fault, but it was the airport trying to cut in with their internet.
All right. So you got a good review here.
Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
At first, I was skeptical because I thought, why is this only opening night, opening weekend only available in IMAX and 3D? My answer is that was the smartest move ever.
You
need to see it in 3D and IMAX, because I think it was Joseph that I heard say that you really felt as if you were a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get the cold, you didn't get the wind, but you got the feeling and you got the view. And I really do feel like it is the next best thing to getting to the summit yourself. I have a friend that went to Nepal, and he went to climb Mount Everest and was unable to because of weather, and had to return. And I know his disappointment, but seeing this, I realized even more so how deep it must have been. And I don't know, these filmmakers, it was incredible. And I think that the actors did a phenomenal job. They, to me, felt like they were just these normal, everyday people that have this dream. And so I give it a huge thumbs up.
Mm, nice.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, along those lines, you know, one of the biggest themes in the movie, I think, is why would anyone want to do this? And I think that we'll have to ask our guest expert in about 20 minutes or so, Mountaineer Adrian Ballinger, why people put themselves through this absolute torture and pain, physical torture and emotional pain and all this stuff, to summit these mountains. But you know what? I did have a Supai Falls, right? I did that whole long hike. And,
oh, yeah.
And you know, the feeling that I felt when I was completed, when I walked up that final mountain on the Grand Canyon, I just felt like I was on top of the world and I could accomplish anything. I think that's the feeling, what people
and,
want.
And the feeling I had when I was in Hawaii, got knocked down by a surf, a mini wave, and couldn't get back up. When I got back up, I felt great.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, it's a sense of accomplishment.
That was sort of a choke. That a mini wave. It wasn't a 30-foot wave. But anyway,
well, it was a little
but it was very tough in Hawaii. But there is a secondary question. Why do they put themselves through their pain, but why do they put their other people through pain? That's the, you know, I said self-sacrifice and selfishness.
Well,
I don't know. But
I think it all ties into something, you know, you want to attack life.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
so,
putting
yeah,
other
a lot,
people,
a lot of questions,
you know, so. Loved ones. I don't know. It's a good question.
Right. So we'll ask our mountaineer friend. But thank you so much, Tricia. Three thumbs up. Three huge thumbs up.
Tricia, we'll see you in a little while in studio.
Okay. Sounds good, guys.
Thank you. Wow. Three really big thumbs up.
Yes.
Well, two and a breakthrough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's giving
it. Did you give it a breakthrough?
No, I didn't.
It was close?
Just below a breakthrough.
It was good, though.
Yeah, yeah. I liked a lot. And I do want to also see, Tricia mentioned how the movie did open on IMAX first. I think this is a new thing. You know, the new Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie, The Walk, about that guy who walked between the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that commercial.
That opens exclusively on IMAX in not this coming Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. Exclusively on IMAX before a week and a half later then it opens on
I think
on,
that's
regular
smart
screens.
Remember when he stepped on the nail?
Yep.
Now I saw the previews two ways, one without 3D and one with 3D.
Oh,
I'll tell you, there's a world of difference.
Oh yeah,
when he stepped on that nail, I felt it.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that one in a couple weeks.
Yeah, 3D was cool. Yes. Stuff.
But after our break, we're going to hear from some of the stars of Everest. This is going to be huge as well. So before we get to that, we need to hear a little bit from the Osborne brothers.
Is this Ozzy Osborne's kids?
I don't know. Is it?
It was
is
a
it,
joke.
It's the girl and the boy? No.
Is it Donnie and Marie?
Yeah, Donnie. No, it's the Osborne brothers singing Rocky Top.
Who's Osborne brothers?
The Osborne brothers.
Oh, Osborne.
I wish I was on a Rocky Top.
I got it now. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed old Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, reckon they never will. The corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you always be home sweet home to me. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.